It's Wednesday, 19th of September. And what a beautiful, beautiful morning. It's cold, but there isn't a cloud in the sky. And at just after 8 in the morning, the sun is not very high above the horizon. In fact, I can only see it as it streams through the trees. Not over the top of the trees anymore. In fact, way down. But it is a beautiful morning. And I can hear the birds singing. So, probably because they're sitting on some treetop somewhere, catching the morning, early morning sun. For the days or the mornings of getting up and coming out here, just in shorts and t-shirts, it's gone now. Too cold. As I walk towards the front of the house once more, I can see the dew on the car windows. Same as yesterday morning. Heavy dew over. In fact, the whole car has a heavy dew on it now. And I can see that I left my working boots out here last night. Took them off before I went into the house, but I left them on the edge of the pond and they are covered in a very heavy morning dew. And the fish are lying low this morning because the temperature of the pond will be down. And I'll just tell you exactly what that is. It's 13.2 degrees. So they are getting a wee bit lethargic. The barometer says changeable, heading up the way to Fair, which goes by this morning, and the temperature is even colder than yesterday morning. It's 4.5 degrees. So, things are accelerating, but I can see the rooftops of the houses 200 metres away. They're bathed in sunlight. I need to stop doing this walk around because it's interfering with what should be my normal morning, early morning thoughts, and that is the involuntary thoughts or thoughts that come to my head without me prompting in any manner. Or being influenced by news items or whatever. One of the things that has been prominent in my mind, my thoughts, and I've made it known on Audioboo, is my desire to start a new life. My wife, of course, somewhere else. And I think that I'm aggravating myself by constantly thinking about it. Every day, at least once a day, I just want to go, I just want to leave and go. I want to say to my wife, Why wait that 2 years? Why wait? Why just don't we go? Yeah, I know it's not that easy, but it's beginning to get to me, or am I allowing it to get to me? Is it me that's winding myself up? Is it? But I just want to go. don't want to spend another 2.5 years here. It's less than 2.5 years now, but I keep thinking of what kind of life I could have. In fact, I keep planning. I'm a planner. I'm probably one of the world's biggest planners. I plan everything. I sketch things out. I draw things out in my mind, and I draw them out on paper, and I write them down, and I study, and that's only for building a garden fence. So I'm planning and planning. I'm even picturing in my mind the colour of the wee boat I hope to have, changing my Volvo estate to one of those four-wheel drive pickups so it can be more utilitarian over there in the west, wherever we end up. Planning the wee cottage and with a wee bit of land, hopefully. Planning all sorts of things, dreaming about walking out my door and seeing the sea in front of me, of the waves coming in, of a ferry boat coming in the morning. There's so many things running through my head. It's actually taking up a lot of space. Mind you, there is a lot of space in there. Still, I'll fill it with wee boats and cottages and beaches and ferry boats and all sorts of things that will be different from here. And I'll just have to chew the cud on that for just over 2 years probably. Ruminate on and my plans, my dreams. It's not just mine's, it's my wife's, but I'm the real dreamer. She's more the practitioner. Although, she couldn't put a light bulb in, but it's a different kind of practitioner, isn't it? Anyway, that's what's running around my head this morning again. And it's a good job that I have things in my life here that disrupt the train of thought and not allow my head to be just overcome and overwhelmed with this tsunami that's threatened to flood over every thought in my head. Still, more tea helps. See, I already think about something else already.